This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can I be frank? Nobody's going to answer, I guess. Nolan's not at the microphone. Manny's there, I know, because I just heard Manny's voice. Todd, can I be frank? Todd's not at the microphone. Manny, have they all abandoned us? Is it something I said, or what happened there?
Oh, did you brush your teeth this morning?
I did brush my teeth this morning. I could say, on good authority, at 5:31 a.m., a little late for me, I was in the shower brushing my teeth. So that's not it.
Wow. That's TMI.
Can I be frank? Todd, that was the question for you. Can I be frank?
Sure.
I think there's some things that need to be said. And I don't have all of them. Todd doesn't have all of them. But I know our fine audience does. And we are starting something new on Fridays called Let's Be Frank. It's Frank Fridays, okay? And I think we have a teeny flaw sometimes. North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota. It's kind of a Midwestern nice, Minnesota nice, North Dakota nice thing where, you know, if you believe something needs to be said, you're not always going to say it to that person. You might say it to somebody else, you might think it, but you don't really. And in my mind, you're doing the person who you care for, the cause you're fond of, a disservice by not engaging in a frank conversation about it. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Do you agree with me that we're sometimes like that? That we kind of,
absolutely.
You know, there's that nice Todd. Oh, it's good to see you, Todd. Yes, wonderful, wonderful.
Scott.
Yeah. You know, you're great, you're wonderful, you're super, but, you know, or you have that sort of uncomfortable thing that you should talk about that you're not talking about. So I could be anything. One I've been rattling around in my head of late is related to healthcare in North Dakota. And it's only because I have my own personal story. I don't believe I'd be behind the microphone talking to you December 8th, 2017, if I had allowed a healthcare institution in North Dakota to completely care for me and not have something in the way of a frank conversation with my wife to say, I think we should go for a different opinion. Now, I'd love it if everybody that needs health care could take their pick of whatever entity they wanted to ultimately go to and get the care they needed and never have to go out. Obviously, some things, specialties, everything, you know, I mean, I'm not suggesting that you don't if you have something, but, you know, Mayo Clinic, for instance, is 5 hours from my, I could be, you know, from the garage of my home to the front door of Mayo Clinic at 5 hours. That is some of the best health care in the world, okay? So why wouldn't I take advantage of that if, for instance, I need a second opinion? Long story short, I had ulcerative colitis for 10 years. It's just an inflammation of your intestinal tract. Many people have it. There's a spinoff of it that is also called Crohn's disease. I didn't have Crohn's. I had ulcerative colitis, but it's, I won't bore you with details, but it's not fun to have, okay? And it flares up, so it gets worse at certain times. And I battled that from 1997 to 2009 and 10. After I was at my 10-year anniversary of having it, I had to have a colonoscopy every year because if you have ulcerative colitis, you have a 10 times more likely chance to get colon cancer. So they watch you more closely. So, you know, I managed it in North Dakota at two different healthcare institutions, Grand Forks and Fargo. And after my 10-year anniversary, went for colonoscopy next year, 11th year, 12th year. And things weren't right. That's the point. We had a frank conversation, my wife and I, and she said, we're going to Mayo. Went down to Mayo, brought all the work I'd had done here down to Mayo. And Mayo Clinic will never trust anybody else's work. It's just their thing. They want to do it by their protocol. So they did all the stuff that had been done again and very tactfully pointed out that the three previous scans suggested that I had precancerous cells in my colon when I was told I was fine. And so they said, your colon needs to come out, Scott. And I said, well, fine, let's do it tomorrow. I mean, and precancerous cells, mind you, are not cancer, but they become cancer anywhere from 3 to 5 years. So I was very close to having colon cancer. And in my case, might have caught it because I was having a colonoscopy a year, but, you know, could start the day after the colonoscopy and, you know, it just, you don't know, right? So, well, in that case, I was like, gosh, why did they not see what the other people saw? And I'm not going to bore you with a lot of other stories like that because I know there are others that have it. And, you know, rural communities are much worse off than I ever am. Watford City, North Dakota, great example. I've heard countless stories of people that have had issues with, like, for instance, the pancreas situation. Our friend Gene Veder, that we are praying like the Dickens is going to recover from this awful situation. He's the, I think, sixth or seventh that I know of that have had some issues. And, you know, normally if Watford City, things can't be handled there, they send you to Bismarck. And Bismarck, and at least in Gene's case, in my mind, not cutting it. And so now he's at the University of Minnesota, where you should be if you have, they have a specialty, I guess, in pancreas. But my point is, do we deserve better? That's the frank talk in this. Do we deserve better? What's wrong with this? You know, and I've heard stories about people who have complained about some of these things and then said that staff members have said, I'm glad you complained because now the bosses understand what's going on. And it's not just one institution. I'm not pointing my finger at any one, you know, particular healthcare provider here. I'm not, because I can tell you stories from all of them. I guess not all of them. I haven't personally heard stories about all of them. But, you know, I'm saying that the ones I do know about are across many different healthcare institutions. Is it time for us to have a candid, frank conversation about whether or not in every corner of North Dakota, we have access to the level of care we should for the size state we are, for the community we are? You know, we always hear these big glowing comments about building this and building that and doing this and doing that. And wait a minute, let's just get down to the basic. What kind of care are we getting? And I have to tell you, I tear up sometimes when I think about some of the doctors that I've had my life. I honestly do. So I'm not trying to dog every doctor, but I think it's time for a frank conversation. That's an example of what I'm talking about today. I could tell you others. We're going to later in the program talk with Greg Steen, and Greg is the vice chair of the State Board of Higher Education in North Dakota. I think it's time for some real frank talk about hidden agendas, about, you know, presidents with fiefdoms and you know, higher ed boards and dysfunction and how it works. And, you know, I just think we have too much drama. And, you know, the media is just as bad. There's all kinds of hidden agendas and boosters feeding things to certain columnists and talk show hosts and that you don't know about when you read the column or hear the conversation, you know. I'll guarantee you this, folks, as long as I live and as long as I'm behind this microphone, somebody ever calls me and tells me, hey, you need to know this and don't say my name, but you should go out there and say that. Then I go out like some kind of monkey and say what they think to curry favor with them so I can get invited to some, you know, a function or get some sweet tickets or, you know, an under the table. It'll never happen. Now, I have plenty of people who inform my opinions, and I generally or weave them into the conversation or invite them on this program or talk about it. But there's a lot of that that goes on. So what you read, what you hear is that, you know, what's the agenda behind that? What acts are they trying to get? I don't like that. We're going to talk to Greg about, you know, all the drama. And there's, you know, the legal situation now where you've got a vice chancellor accusing a chancellor of stuff. And many people that I know, rock solid credibility from former governors to university presidents, to, you know, companies that are a household name, that the CEOs and a lot of people believe that Chancellor Hagerod has done nothing even remotely close to what's being alleged against him here, and that the staff at the higher ed, chancellor's office, rather, are being unfairly maligned. Okay, well, let's just get all this out in the open. Let's just have a frank conversation about it, not have this whisper campaign back and forth. Two examples. Now, I don't want to give any more. I want to have you give the rest. But you get what I'm going. You get where I'm going with this. That's what we'd like to do with Friday. So let's do that. And let's remember, too, Christmas is not far away. And we have Frank Sinatra music and even a little Frank Christmas music today to keep us on track with Frank Friday. Okay, so we'll have a little fun with that. But Christmas is coming up around the corner. I think it's the perfect time, if you haven't already, or even if you have, to give the gift of better sleep, to give the gift of better health with MyPillow. That's what I'm talking about, because the buy one, get one deal is back. It's back, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of drama, that was a strange ordeal with the Better Business Bureau. And buy one, get one, and they'll give one, too. As they're now undertaking an effort with the foundation to get pillows to needy folks in inner cities. Don't you love that? MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. More after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru.
I just is, I know of no equal.
Land,
to Frank Sinatra.
A one-man band, and he'll toot.
I know of no equal to Frank Sinatra. That's all I can say. He's just the real deal. Yeah, it's really amazing. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Todd and I have offered to broadcast live from the PetroServe USA location, kitty corner from the Capitol, and the new First International Bank of Trust skyscraper as well, right there. You can't miss that location. As soon as the new sign goes up, evidently they're waiting to take the old sign out until the new sign is ready to go, and that mangled mess will get out of there, and Todd, you and I could broadcast, I think, literally right at the base of the sign. Isn't that the plan? Right at the bottom there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then we'll shuttle back and forth and have, you know, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two cookies, four items, $4. You get that all day, every day, and maybe we'll pick up some those great
We
specials.
Will rebuild Bismarck 2017.
Exactly. We're part of the rebuilding effort. Pizza Corner Pizzas, two for $12. That's a great deal. Yeah, exactly. All the bison gear for stocking stuffers, tell them Scott and Todd sent you to PetroServe USA. Okay, Frank Friday, lay it on me, folks. Here you go. You have the next hour and 10 minutes to be Frank. To be Frank. To say what needs to be said on whatever. Just a free-for-all Friday. We're going to be Frank, though. We're cutting to the chase. You know, we're not maligning anybody unfairly. We're not trash-talking. We're just being Frank. We're just being... This is called open, honest conversation. What needs to be said? What are we dancing around? Any topic. I give you two examples. You agree with me on those? You disagree? More on the higher ed one at the bottom of next hour. In the meantime, here's how you call us. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. First-time callers, free my pillow today. First three first-time callers, free my pillow today. All right? Yes, indeed, we love that. First-timer Friday, 258-0550. Also, you can call us, text us, rather, at 367-2054. 367-2054. Or Todd, 226-8503. 226-8503. If you're shy, do we have anybody shy in our audience? You know, they just want to say what they want to say about being Frank, and I don't want to talk to you, Scott. I don't want to talk to you, Todd. I'm a little timid about all this. If you're the shy type, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. All right, let's be Frank Friday. Lay it on me. By the way, we love our callers. We love our callers. Our friends at DeltaConstructors.net help us celebrate our callers and say thank you. One call does it all to Delta if you're in the oil and gas industry. They do it all turnkey on the well site, and they help us say thanks to great callers like Seth.
You can only listen to so much classic rock and roll, but, I mean, I like your show because, well, you got Rush Limbaugh and Hannity on there, and I like listening to you on the morning show. But, you know, getting something that isn't all the fake news and isn't something that the media bombards you with, you know, on Facebook and Instagram and, you know, the other things where they're always telling you one thing and then you see something different. And, you know, I voted for Trump because he wasn't a politician. And, yeah, you sometimes cringe at the things he says or writes, but it's because he's not, I think anyway, it's because he's not engrossed in, he's not your cookie cutter politician. He's, you know, more of an average Joe, blue collar guy who he shoots from the hip, but he's aggressive and he gets what he's getting what he said done.
There's some Frank talk from Seth, who, by the way, 22-year-old millennial. That's what he told us. I absolutely love it. Kathy in Fargo is a first time caller. Welcome to the program, Kathy. How are you?
I am well, and yourself?
Great. Merry Christmas to you.
You as well. I am a 33-year-old millennial calling from Fargo, and the only frank statement I have is that a vote for Roy Moore is a vote for the Make America Great Again agenda, and I would much rather have that regarding, even if he was a pervert, anything to keep a raging open borders liberal out of the Senate.
Yeah, see, this is the thing
that I think people are missing. First of all, there are not pictures of Roy Moore groping someone a la Al Franken, right?
Yeah, but ultimately, I don't think what Al Franken did. I mean, he shouldn't lose his job over it. I don't really care about it. I think all this accusation crap is going way too far.
I agree with you, by the way. There hasn't been a lot of due process on it, but my point is everybody's now pivoting. I think that's one of the reasons they rushed Al out to say, hey, you're going to take one for the team here. And by the way, I'm not sure he's going to really go anywhere. He might leave the Senate.
No, I think they did it just so they can bash Roy Moore now, and then if Roy Moore ends up winning, he'll stay.
Right, but it's almost like the Trump vote, right? And this is mostly for the left. But, you know, they see Donald Trump as this, like, evil ogre, like, the you know, and how could you vote for him? Well, wait a minute. Everything I believe in is at stake. If Hillary Clinton is president, goes south. If he's president, I have a fighting chance. And he's proven all that out. So it's the same thing with Roy Moore. Look, are there some flaws there? Probably. Maybe. Everybody has them. So far, these are all accusations. That's why I think Roy Moore ought to welcome a Senate ethics investigation after the election to clear his name so they don't run around with this, you know, grand old pedophiles stuff for forever. I think you make a very good point, Kathy, that's why you'd vote for him. And
I would. And I think all this liberal stuff is giving millennials a bad name because I am a millennial and I am all about the Make America Great Again agenda.
It's amazing. I love it. And I think more millennials need to speak up that are in the same camp because that's an important constituency. It's the difference maker. It absolutely is. Would you hang on a moment, Kathy? We'll get your last name. Manny will grab that information from you, and then we'll leave the pillow. You're calling from Fargo, you said. So we'll leave the pillow at our Fargo studios, 3301 South University Drive in Fargo, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Hang on. Don't go away there. Don't drop the phone. Tom's in Portland, North Dakota. What's on your mind, Tom?
Hey, Scott. Good morning to you.
Same to you, sir.
I was interested in your issue with the intestinal problem, and that can be the same for a lot of other medical issues. And I guess what I'd like to say is that if people are able to monitor themselves a little better, that some of these things wouldn't surprise them. And what's happening here, at the beginning of next month, they've got a consumer electronics show. It's the biggest electronics show, all new devices. All the big guys are there. And I happen to know that one of the devices that's going to be introduced is a device that is a non-invasive wristwatch or a wristband that you'd wear that's going to be able to monitor in the very near future blood glucose, blood alcohol levels, some really cool things that can help the everyday person to monitor themselves better and take responsibility for themselves more easily. And I just think that's something that might help people.
I think Tom's frank talk there is we're our own worst enemy sometimes in not keeping a tab on our own health and understanding and listening to our body. Good point, Tom. And isn't electronics and technology wonderful? Sometimes, a lot of times, yes, no question about it. That'd be one example of it. I love that. I love the sleeping monitor, too, telling you how much your quality sleep you're getting. There's some good stuff out there. Tom, thank you. Appreciate the call.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
The Four Seasons, although Frankie Valli wasn't on lead on that one, but that's okay.
Frank Friday, come on, yeah.
I know, but yeah, Frankie was just a back. It wasn't even Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons anymore by that point. It's just the Four Seasons. Frankie was not lead. Look at the record.
Don't nitpick.
I'm just saying.
Four Seasons Friday. You got to
pick. Yeah. Pick an actual Frankie Valli tune if you're going to pick a Frankie Valli tune.
I'm gonna send you to the Stem Cell Health Institute to fix the itchiness.
Yeah, I'm going today. I am going today. 12 noon today. I'm going today, as a matter of fact. Why? Knee pain. I don't care how much weight I lose. You don't have the cartilage and all that stuff. Hey, Stem Cell Therapy Educational Seminars are going on. Regenerative medicine. You need to attend. Stem Cell Therapy for Pain.com, or you can call 1-888-973-1560, 888-973-1560, or online at stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Start living life once again.
800-228-0550, first-time callers today. We have two more pillows to give away, so we said we'll give away three pillows from MyPillow for one of our fine listeners, and we did it for first-time callers today. We do it for different reasons, different days. I see I'm being lobbied on via text, and I don't know. Do you know what a GIF is, folks? You know those little kind of little pictures that repeat? How do you explain a GIF? How do you explain that to folks?
It's a like a little animated picture.
Yeah, so the picture moves, but anyway.
Well, not all GIFs are animated, but the animated GIFs are, little animated.
It loops. It's like a little video clip or animation clip that loops over and over.
They're hilarious, and your phone allows you to pick one that, you know, fits what the conversation is. So some very creative listener has sent me a GIF of a guy hugging and licking his pillow. That sounds a little weird, but I mean, he clearly loves his pillow. Yeah.
Wow.
Then the next GIF has a guy saying, want, and he's got his hands out like, I want the pillow. See, he's trying, he's lobbying for the pillow.
Working for it.
Yeah, and by the way, it worked because he's getting a MyPillow.
This
is creativity that is beyond, if you get creative, we'll even expand our plan a little bit on the free MyPillows today. It's Let's Be Frank Friday. You call us at 258-0550. You text us at 367-2054. You can also, email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text Todd at 226-8503. Ryan in Fargo is a first-time caller, so that's two pillows now. What's on your mind?
All right, sir.
I'm doing
well.
How
are you?
How are you doing?
Good, good. I am so... I'm another millennial. I'm 33. It's really good to hear other people calling in because I think we kind of get swept under the rug. And I, honestly, at this point, I have no idea which news is true. I'm so sick of polls because we can't believe polls anymore. I don't even know what the truth is about things anymore. I watch Fox News just because, obviously, they lean the way I do. But aside from that, there's no other outlets to go to. I am truly a confused person trying to stay current but fail miserably because I don't even know who to trust.
Well, I think what you have to do, in my mind, Ryan, if you're looking for advice, and first of all, that's some frank talk about the state in which we live, because everybody has to be in your category. How can you not? I mean, who do I trust? What's going on? I mean, look at the approval ratings of the mainstream media sources out there. So I applaud you for recognizing it and saying, I don't like this. I want to do it better. My advice, if you're asking for it, would simply to say, you got to test your gut against, you know, the sources you're trusting, and trust but verify, and find a couple that, okay, they think like I do. They are asking the right questions. They aren't always for that person, no matter what. They, you know, I would just, you know, shares your values and bring straight talk, and it checks out. So what they're reporting, you see happening. Because I can't tell you how many times I've seen these Washington websites or the big newspapers say this is happening, that's happening, that's happening, and then the exact opposite's happening. And that's how the swamp works.
It's disgusting.
It is.
Absolutely disgusting. And now, you know, they talk about the issues with moving to Jerusalem. I can't even find enough information as to why it's good or bad, why we moved it. Because everything's so skewed. It's impossible to even have a good opinion on things that are hot topic issues.
Yeah, I've dug into a few sources. I wish I could remember which they were so I could tell you on that, because I quickly saw that as a no-brainer. If you want to hear the case for it on why that should be the capital, go to my Facebook page, take a minute and a half out of your day, listen to Bill Clinton, followed by George W. Bush, followed by Barack Obama, followed by Donald Trump, all four as candidates talking about why that should be the capital. And three of the four found a way to break their campaign promise, and Donald Trump did what he said. Isn't that interesting? Now,
and then he's villainized.
Yeah, exactly, Ryan. So if I were to poll, you know, the members of the mainstream media or the Capitol today and say, who has more character, Clinton, Bush, Obama, or Trump? Trump would lose, right? And by a mile. Isn't that the ultimate character trait to do what you say you're going to do?
Good on him. And that's why I've been a Trump supporter from the beginning. I really like the guy. I do. I think the tweeting stuff needs to settle down. But for the most part, I really agree with just about everything that comes out of his mouth.
What offends you worse, the tweets that you disagree with and the, you know, the aftermath from them, or $20 trillion in debt?
I think we still have to pose. We're still how can I describe this? He's still the face of our country. I love the way he is. I think the tweeting, he's above that. He's better than that. He can speak more eloquently when he does his stuff. The deficit, I understand, is horrible. I don't know how we're going to get out of it, if ever. I love the fact the stock market's killing it with him in office, but it's so minuscule, but it's so important because he's putting himself out there and he's making, you know, silly jokes and stuff. Come on, man. You're the president of the U.S.
He is playing people like an absolute fool. This is all masterful. First of all, in my opinion, Ryan, what Donald Trump is doing is he is putting a stake in the heart of the swamp. Okay? And the only way he can do what he said he'd do and ultimately take the country where he said he was going to take the country is if he takes out the swamp. And how he takes out the swamp is to wrap them around their axles something fierce. And every time he does one of those, It's so much oxygen, it's so much bandwidth, it's so much distraction for all the swamp masters. Meanwhile, the little duck is paddling away over here and getting some stuff done. So
you're thinking it's the left hand is kind of juggling while the right hand is doing the business?
Big time. Big time. That's what's going on. And it's working.
If that's the honest-to-God case, that is the most genius thing I've ever heard, because it's so simple and obviously so effective, because even I'm distorted by it, you know?
If you don't think Donald Trump got to where he got in this world up against some of the biggest of the big, people think Donald Trump's rich. He is like, the reason he's so aligns with what he sees as the little guy, the forgotten guy, is because that was him in New York City, all right? I mean, so in that world, he was a pauper. Okay, he's up against the biggest of the big, and he won. He won by the art of the deal. Read the book and understand this guy. I would not script a president the way Donald Trump is. Somebody the other day, a little frank talk here for you, said, Hannon, I want you to answer this question honestly. I don't have it in front of me. I'm paraphrasing. Weren't you against Donald Trump? Weren't you arguing against him? And you know what? I was. And one of the comments I remember that turned me against him was when he said his heroes didn't get captured and he was ripping John McCain. I am like, you can't say that. You don't say that, right? I mean, but he doesn't have a filter sometimes in those regards, and I would have never, and I bet, said that. But you know what? What happened from that is it was a firestorm. It was an absolute firestorm, just like Muslim bans, a firestorm. Meanwhile, what did the Supreme Court just say? Supreme Court said it's not a Muslim ban, and he's right, and we need to protect our borders. I had a guy by the name of Tom Homan on the program. You've never heard of him. I'd never heard of him until I saw him on Fox News. He's the acting director of ICE, all right? Immigration Customs Enforcement.
Yep, I was listening to your show.
He worked for six presidents. He said, no president I've ever worked for has done more for public safety and border security. Meanwhile, you think he's the Antichrist if you listen to the media. What is going on? Well,
my biggest vote for Trump was he was the first president to be endorsed by the FOP, the Fraternal Order of Police. My wife is a deputy. Her father was a police officer in DEA for a long time. As soon as that came out, I was absolutely sold. I was sold before, but that put me over the moon. And I tell you what, if Trump wants to make a pile more money, guy needs to come up with Trump work boots. Has a big stamp on the rubber, so when you walk in the snow, it says Trump, Trump, Trump.
I love that, Ryan. So Ryan's our second first-time caller, right? Am I doing the math?
Yes, sir.
Right here? So, yeah. So, Ryan, you need to hang on, and then what we'll do here is Manny will get your – find out where you want to pick that up. You're calling from Fargo, so I assume you'd want to pick up at Fargo, but we'll get your last name and get that for you, okay?
Thank you very much, guys. Have a good day.
Hang on right there. Don't go anywhere. Mark Kinhazen, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Give me something, Frank. You got a little Frank talk for me today, Mark?
Yes, I want to frankly talk about church property taxes. Do you remember a couple weeks ago that guy called in that was complaining about church property taxes, not paying property taxes?
I do, yeah.
Well, he needs to do a little research. First of all, churches do pay special assessments. So if there's a major street project, water and sewer project, they pay that. Secondly, all the hired employees pay state and federal income tax. Churches pay sales tax. And I did a little checking just where I live. And you know what it would cost me to pay their portion of the property tax where I live? $30 a year or less.
Very interesting. Yeah. So, And, you know, I think he was against I brought up health care, too. I don't remember his answer on that, but, yeah, he was a little misplaced, as some people are. So, good Frank talk, correcting a previous caller. That's good stuff.
Okay.
Thanks
that irritated me, so just thank you for listening to me.
Absolutely. Fred and Wang, I don't have enough time for our good friend Fred, but give me your best 30 seconds, Fred. He wants some Frank talk on Chuck Schumer. Lay it on me, Fred.
I only got 30 seconds. He asked me to be frank. That's not enough, but I'm going to say Chuck Schumer says that the Democrats are God is with them. Well, I don't know. I think they're making their own God. They're making their own God. They're making God in their own image. Otherwise, there are a lot of things that Democrats stand for that can't be from God.
You're a wise man. They should have said, what God is that you're talking about? Yeah, I think it's the God of pride, maybe. The God of I'm smarter than you are. The God of I want to control your life 100% with government. Yikes.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. The Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing how individuals can prepare themselves for an active shooter scenario.
You need to be prepared, and it starts with knowing what run, hide, fight means. The Department of Homeland Security wants your first thought to be to get away or to get out of the line of fire. Step two is, if you can't get away and get out of the line of fire immediately, then hide in a secure location where you are protected from that fire. And then step three is fight. And that means that if somehow, some way, the shooter gets access to where you are, then you need to be prepared to fight the shooter. And that's a personal decision that each human being faced in that situation will have to make.
Get the training you need to prepare yourself for an active shooter. Visit www.ndsc.org for a list of courses near you. That's ndsc.org.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What? Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
That's the real Frankie Valli.
There you go.
Action. Yeah, exactly.
No more Jersey Boys was just in Bismarck yesterday, last night. Matter of fact.
Really good show. Yeah. And if you're going to New York, make sure you go see Carole King Beautiful. Oh, my gosh, is that a great show. Where did I see it's just coming to? It's coming somewhere, but it's traveling to. Go see that. Go see that. It's fabulous. Great music. Back on What's on Your Mind, I'm Scott Hennon, along with Todd the Radio God Mitchell. Our lines are jam full here, so we're going to get to all of your calls. And we do have one more MyPillow left for a first-time caller, and we also are opening up to creative texts, specifically gifts. You know, if you send us the right gift, you're going to get a MyPillow. Somebody did earlier, so that's kind of cool. I'll tell you, Frank Friday means we're having some Frank talk. Let's be frank. Let's get right to it, okay? That's what this is all about today. That's what we're asking from our listeners. And I want to be frank. Without coal, your power bill disrupts your budget. Without coal, you don't have reliable power. That's frank talk for you right there. I'd love for you to take some time to go to a website called SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org, because this is a conversation, a frank conversation about how you make sure your energy supply is secure, and coal is part of that. It is. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Vanessa is next. Granville, North Dakota. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I am just kind of wondering about that medical marijuana and why is it taking so long when people are suffering to get it going, you know?
It's a good question. It is one I don't answer to. Have not dealt with that subject for a while, I guess, since the legislative session. But the legislature did, you know, require some things at the request of the Department of Health to, in their mind, get it right. But you shouldn't thwart the will of the voters, right? That's just the bottom line. Nolan, can you put that on our to-do list so we can get an update from the Department of Health or maybe a legislator on where exactly that's at and what's taking so long there?
Right. And that's the thing. They changed everything so much from the time that we voted on it to now. Nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah, I personally, my view is the changes were for the better, and they cleared up some things that needed to be cleared up, and that ultimately the care will be, you know, better, and the opportunity for mischief will be reduced. But get going. Do it. You know, quit being in the swamp. There's no excuse for not having it done by now. And I don't know what's taking so long. So Department of Health maybe needs a little shakeup. I tell you, more frank talk, most of the tower needs a shakeup, honestly. I mean, there's so many people that are just in status quo mode. It's unbelievable. There are a few elected leaders in that area, in that camp. And I don't like naming names because that's a little too frank. But my point is, you know, get to it. Get to it. Get on board. I mean, I just saw some news this morning that the legislature brought a lawsuit. You know, they've been talking about the veto authority of the governor. This goes back to the end of the session. The attorney general has ruled on this, but now the legislature is suing the governor. That is the stupidest thing in the world. That is nothing but ego. That's going to waste a bunch of taxpayer money so somebody can say, see, you don't have more power than we do. It's been dealt with. You know what you do in that situation? You get in a room, you close the door, and you be a man. And you say, hey, I don't like this, and here's why I don't like it. You tell me why I'm wrong. Let's figure this out. Not do a stupid lawsuit. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And that's kind of the thinking that leads to your concern on the medical marijuana, Vanessa. You know?
Right. And the opioid issue that we got. And headlines now is all crime.
Yeah, exactly right. Vanessa, hang on a moment so we can get your last name.
Okay.
And we will then get you a MyPillow. You mentioned crime. I was at a self-protection predator awareness class last night for the North Dakota Safety Council that I'm here to tell you about changed my life. It's one of the frank talk things I want to talk about next hour because I think if you're a man, if you're truly a man, you are at this class, you know this back, because I learned a lot. And I've always thought, look, somebody comes after my wife or kids, I'll be fine. I don't need any training. Instinct will take over. My human, you know. Oh, my gosh.
So you're not taking this because you're working with me, right?
You've never been a threat to me, Todd. No.
Okay, good.
Tell me to shut up when I need to. Other than that, nothing in a physical
once
way.
Once a
not
year?
Gonna, okay, good. Roy Moore on you.
Because you can run faster than I can.
But my frank talk is that, you know, look, if you're a dad, if you're a husband, it's important to take this course and or have your family there. What was most amazing to me is just how many ways you can avoid trouble. But when trouble comes, how you cannot be, you know, a wimpy victim. I'm not going to be an easy victim. If you're taking me down, you're trying to mug me, you're trying to do harm to me, whether you're messed up, whether you have mental health issues, whether you're drunk, whatever, I'm not going to be an easy victim. You're going to pay a price. And 4 hours does that, changes your life. There's a course in Bismarck on Tuesday, Todd. I think you ought to go. I think you, honestly, you would absolutely love it. And maybe bring Carrie or just go there for Carrie. So you're going to say, dear, now, when you go to work, where do you park? And if someone approaches you, what do you do? It's self-protection and predator awareness. I'll put a link up on my Facebook page here in a second, but I'm going to give you a number next hour, too, because they are doing a course Tuesday, and you only have till 2 o'clock today to sign up for the course. What a great Christmas gift, too. They have some in March, too. And you know, put that in the stocking of your daughter, of your wife. Very reasonable cost. I think it was like $50. It was the best money ever spent. I'm here to tell you. Incredible. NDSC.org. Just put in self-protection or predator awareness, and you'll find the course. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.